Proclamation number 4613, dated the April 13th, 1949. The weak will not experience the end. The weak will not experience the end. I certainly know the nature of every individual person's soul. I know their will and their degree of maturity, which is also the extent of their strength of will in the lost battle of faith. I know that this final acknowledgement of me will require immense strength which only few people will be able to muster, and that it will necessitate an utterly living faith in order to stand firm and remain faithful to me. For this reason, the gates of paradise on the new earth will be opened to those who are faithful supporters and acknowledge me, so that their demonstrated love for me until the end will be rewarded. But people of weak faith will not survive this last battle on earth. I shall avert the risk of their apostasy from me so as not to let them fall into my adversary's hands, and in order to give them the opportunity of continuing their development in the kingdom of the beyond, which, after the end of this world, will no longer be possible for a very long time. They will not be able to cope with the demands and strains of the last days and will end their purely physical life before this time, for they will not oppose me, but they will merely lack the profound, living faith which would enable them to be true advocates of Christ. And there will be many who will indeed choose me, who will carry the faith in a God of love and wisdom within themselves, yet who will not increase it sufficiently to entrust themselves to me without worry and appeal for my help. These souls will be taken from earth by me, or they would go astray for a very long time. The strong, however, will remain faithful to me until the end and will be raptured by me before the destruction of the old earth. This process is to be plausible to you, and it should be equally understandable to you that the weak souls will not inhabit the paradise of the new earth, which can only bear spiritually mature human beings who permit my presence amongst them, as I have promised you. There is to be a separation of the goats from the sheep in the end. The old period of development will end with the banishment of the failed spiritual essence into solid matter, and a new era will start with a mature human generation, which will already find itself in a state of bliss on earth because it will have endured and have been sufficiently tested by me on earth. This level of a soul's maturity allows for my presence amongst my children. But weak and still immature souls would not be able to endure my presence. Consequently, the new earth will not be a suitable abode for them. Nevertheless, they will continue to ascend in the spiritual kingdom and, due to their prematurely finished life, will also enjoy privileges in the spiritual kingdom which will help their ascent. This is the separation of the spirits, which has always been proclaimed through word and scripture. Amen.